The Run Home with Ox and Marco.
On the run home, it's time for Pub Talk. Call 9429-1116 to settle the debate once and for all.
Welcome, everybody, to Pub Talk once again. It's great to have Pub Talk back.
Welcome.
At 1116 SEN. On the back of Ablett, Selwood and Danger, playing down the highway for the Cats, we have got the table for six set. The lazy Susan is just going flying around and around in circles. And the lazy boy is that greased up with dubbin.
Yep.
We actually don't know
so
how
we're
going to
sit. So here's a bit of an example. We've already had one each, but here's some audio of a couple of trios that are just unmistakable. The first one, what a three these were.
My little buttercup has the sweetest smile.
The Three Amigos.
The Three Amigos.
Come on.
What?
No.
All right, well, let's do some relations. Last one.
Last one.
Let's do some brothers.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most famous sets of triplets of all time. Have a listen.
Yeah, we got a lot of
The Hanson brothers.
That's what we're here for, guys, to win.
Slapshot.
Oh, they were sensational.
The Hanson brothers.
We had one of them in last year, you know.
Did we?
Well, we had a Hanson brothers son or something on the run home. Anyway, let's get the callers. 9429-1116.
We're going to do a table of six.
Table of
six. Which will be a table of 18.
But only one sits in the lazy boy.
There'll be three.
It's a big lazy boy. Ryan's in Brunswick. G'day, Riza.
G'day, guys. How we going?
Yeah,
good Riza.
My nomination for the greatest trio would be from basketball, San Antonio Spurs, Timothy Theodore Duncan, Tony Parker, Emmanuel Ginobili, had 19 years together, five rings, probably the greatest modern-day trio of our time.
Rock solid,
yeah,
right?
They're good.
Rock
Duncan,
solid.
Parker, Ginobili.
Dazza is in Kilmore. G'day, Daz.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Daz.
Mine is Warne, McGrath, Gilchrist.
Oh, rock solid.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Con's in Altona. G'day, Con.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Going well. Thanks, Con.
Thanks, mate. By far the best, mate. The Three Musketeers.
Oh, yeah. Well done. What a three they were.
Nice chocolate bar.
What?
Yeah, it's a chocolate bar called the Three Musketeers.
No, it is not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
In America, it's a Three Musketeers bar.
And do you get three pieces in it or?
Not.
And what's Slapshot?
What? Oh. Where have you been?
Just Google the Hanson brothers.
The Hanson brothers.
Google the Hanson brothers.
You know the veterans rule? You two both.
Oh, mate.
No.
I'll get it up.
No, there's 18-year-olds that know this. They are the three most notorious killers on the ice rink you've ever seen.
If you haven't seen the movie Slapshot.
Oh, please,
you've
Scott.
You've lost your mind.
Have you seen Rudy?
Heard of Rudy.
Have you seen Hoosiers?
Yeah, the basketball.
Similar era.
Okay.
That sort of stuff.
Are you telling ice skating?
Ice
skating?
Yeah, no.
Watching
ice
skating, David?
It's ice hockey.
Ice hockey.
I just typed in the...
It's killing.
This is how... I typed in the S-H... The H-A-N-S. And the Hanson brothers come up with the two.
There you go.
That's how big they are, mate.
Must be.
Oh, mate, they're killers.
Check them out.
You've got to see it.
Tap on video. Yeah, I'll throw my phone over. Just check them out.
Oh.
Jordan's in Boronia. G'day, Jordy.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Doing well, Jordy.
Very simple. In the competition right now, Smith, Kronk, Slater.
Yep,
game over.
Well done, Jordan.
If they get the triple statue, they won't because the coach will be in it. Craig Bellamy will be in that statue.
You know, we're talking Hanson brothers. The first two videos for the Hanson brothers are Hanson, Bop.
Not that Hanson.
No, not those guys.
Well, that's what comes up.
Yeah, but they're three brothers as well.
Get
so
it
they,
off.
They still they count.
Actually, I don't
well,
mind that
if
song.
Slapshot was so big, it would have been on top.
I like a little bit of June Bop.
Mark.
Yeah, sorry.
You got to see. You got to. I tell you, what you got to do, Scotty.
Lock yourself in a room.
You got to get out of Scotty's world and get into the real world.
Glenn. He's on the road. G'day, Glenn.
Hello, Glenn.
Hello.
Yeah, got you, Glenn.
How's it going?
Going well, thank you.
Excellent. I think we're going back to the NBA. I think my three have got San Antonio covered. We're going with Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, and a guy by the name of Michael Jordan.
Yep, thank you. Jordan, Pippen, Rodman. A lot of other people have said Jordan, Pippen, Longley. But I think Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman.
Probably the one.
What about the Lakers? You had Magic, Kareem. Who would you give the third to? James Worthy?
Not Bond Scott.
Yeah, James Worthy.
Singing a few tunes.
James Worthy.
Byron Scott, wasn't it?
Yeah, Byron Scott, yeah. Or Cooper. Michael Cooper. Yeah.
Pete's next in Lilydale. G'day, Pete.
G'day there, guys. My nomination, take you back a bit to league teams. Oh, Bobby Davis.
Yes. Quality, Peter. Well done, Pete. Yeah. They'll be too old for Scotty, though. They'll be on the table. Dan's in Frankston. G'day, Dan.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Going well, Dan.
Yeah, none of you would have been born, but it's Francis Burke, Billy Barrett, and Dick Clay in the 1967 Richmond Premiership side.
Barrett, Clay. Cross famous. The centre line.
Yeah, you could do famous. Actually, you could do a pub talk segment. Who's the best line ever?
Yeah, we've got to do that at some stage.
Any team... Yep. Any line.
Yes. Yes. I know what you're going to say. The greatest line ever.
No, go on. No, I'm not.
West Coast Eagles. can't.
The West Coast Eagles.
Yeah. Righto. Off social media, Judd, Cousins and Kerr. That was sensational. Lily Thompson.
I gave that a nice segue, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Lily Thompson and Walker. What about Lily Thompson and Marsh?
I like the bowlers. I don't think the wicket keeper's in the trio.
Now, you probably don't know these three either, Scotty, because you're a bit young. The goodies, Bill Graham, Tim Brooke, and Taylor. So
Goody, yum, yum. Yeah, you
wouldn't know the goodies, would you?
Craig.
I couldn't have named them. I've heard of the goodies.
Yeah, okay.
Craig's in South Geelong. G'day, Craig.
How's it going, gents?
Yeah, good Craig.
I've got Gary Abbott Sr., Gary Abbott Jr., and Jim Jess.
The Holy Ghost.
Father, Son, the Holy Ghost.
There you go.
Father, Son, the Holy Ghost.
The only problem is, in the pub, we don't get religious. That's one of our rules. When we go to the pub, we go to the pub to drink beer and talk.
Not talk religion.
And not get involved with religion.
Yeah, I like it.
Grog and religion.
Doesn't end well.
It does not. You're right, Scott. Doesn't end well at
all. Pete is in Preston. G'day, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, guys. These guys have just gone from great to the greatest. Dusty, Cochran and Rance. Who else has won two Brownlows? Premiership, Norm Smith, captain of all the Australian, and every media prize in 1 year. No one will ever do it again.
Nice.
Well, the three that down at Geelong have gone pretty close.
Three Brownlows between them.
No Norm Smith, is there? No, there's no Norm Smith there. Gazza didn't win a Normie.
What about this three? They were known as the Big Three. Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player.
Yep.
Dale's on the road. G'day, Dale.
G'day, guys. My nomination is the Gibbs brother. I'm not talking about Bryce. I'm talking about Barry, Robin and Maurice, BGs.
The BGs.
Yeah, nice nomination.
Have we got any BGs out there? We must have a little bit.
Can I give you one more?
Yeah, please.
Kendra, Bridget and Crystal. The girls next door
mine's
from the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, your mind's in the gutter, David.
You're in the gutter. You're joking.
That was a great threesome.
They were the best threesome of all. Have you seen that show? They're a great threesome.
Mate, they kept Tef alive for about 20 years. They were fantastic.
They gave that man a second chance. God bless those three.
Zelly is in Sydney. G'day, Zelly.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I've got the three big guns of World Series cricket. Viv Richards, Joel Garner and Clive Lloyd.
Yes.
With a close fourth, we got to holding, but I had to squeeze one out.
Richards, Garner, Lloyd. Magnificent. Thanks, Zelly. You got a tough job. Gary, last one. Gary's in Bundoora. G'day, Gaz.
G'day, mate. You're going on the Geelong side. What about Voss Akermanis and Black in the three-peat?
Yeah.
And you got Jonathan Brown hanging around too.
We can't have people hanging around. This is threesomes, mate.
Well, there's Lloyd Lucas. There was Lloyd, Lucas and Hurd.
Ooh, there's a threesome.
Great threesome right there. Great threesome.
You can't get this right. You won't get
this
right.
What about the three little pigs?
Well,
I want to throw... Hey, mate, I tell you now, every kid on the planet knows the three little pigs.
Yeah, but one of them built a house out of straw. What an idiot. What happened there?
Can you tell us about the three little pigs?
They got eaten by the wolf.
You couldn't be that stupid.
Because he'll huff and he'll puff and he'll blow your house down.
So it's one of straw.
Yeah. Sticks.
And brick.
And brick. You don't know that...
Yeah. Straw and bricks. What was the other one?
I'd shave the hair off my little chinny chin chin as well with all those pigs. No way they get nominated tonight. They can get stuffed.
They became pork.
Now, did you do the Three Stooges?
Yeah. Larry, Moe and Curly.
They're
first
three of the greats.
Absolutely.
Three of the greats.
Righto. You've got no chance of getting this right. All correspondence after he's delivered the table for six can go to 0433 98 11 16. And don't forget, today you can go off your head today. Swear, go hard at him. Scotty Lucas requested this. It's a late nomination from Captain Not So Obvious, the Bee Gees.
Okay.
He's a big fan. Righto, the table for six is set.
I've got six apologies.
Done. Let's go.
I've got six quick apologies. Righto. The big three, Nicholas Palmer and Player.
What?
I apologise.
Oh, come on.
This is a sharp lot of trios. Lou, Jack and Bobby, I apologise.
Lou Richards, Jack Dyer, Bobby Davis.
Groucho, Chico and Harpo Marx, I apologise.
Marx Brothers.
BLT, Bacon, Lettuce, Tomato, I apologise to you. Snap, Crackle and Pop.
Very close.
And the last one, Bill, Hillary and Monica, I apologise.
Very close. You kind of had to.
And Monica,
yep.
In no particular order, except for the last one, will be my number one trio of all time.
Righto.
Jordan, Pippen, Rodman
are in
there.
Rock solid.
Bang. A great three and probably revolutionised what basketball was about. Flamboyancy, marketing, and sheer brilliance.
Righto. Nice.
Charlie's Angels. Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, and Kate Jackson. They set the standard for finishing off crime and getting to the bottom.
Come on. They were great in a sitcom. They dominated the American airwaves, but come
Charlie's
on.
Charlie's Angels were, they were it.
Just be honest, hotness.
The three wise men.
Oh, you're getting religious.
No, this is not religious.
What did they bring? What did they bring?
Bit of frankincense and
myrrh and something.
I tell you, they were some
saladas.
They didn't bring saladas.
Three bloody nice saladas though.
Three bears.
The three bears.
The three bears.
Guys, this is 0433 98 11 16. Just deliver all your correspondence right there.
Do you know about the three bears?
How can you stuff this
up? They're foursome because Goldilocks is
in there. No, do you know about the three bears?
Yeah, Goldilocks.
Of course,
you know, don't you?
Yeah. Everyone knows about the three bears.
Oh, you have stuffed this
huge.
Up.
No, I have not. Kronk, Slater, Smith.
Oh, no. They're in the same conversation as the three bears.
Absolutely they are. They're loved by all. And the last one. The three.
Have we got a drum roll, please? Nah, give us the good one, dude. This is the best threesome ever. There we go.
The Three Stooges. Larry, Moe, and Curly.
Yes! Boom! Righto. I reckon you stuffed it up. So 0433 98 11 16.
What did I stuff up?
Just send it right there.
What did I stuff up?
Let the ox know just how he's gone. Scotty Lucas might be doing that next week.
The three bears. Do you understand about the three bears?
Believe me, I do.
Well, there you go.
One was too soft and the other one was just right. Yeah, I get it.
Exactly right.
Why didn't they like porridge, mate? You can eat porridge hot, cold or anything. Doesn't matter.
You don't want to burn. When you're a little bear, mate, you don't want to burn your lips.
It's a joke.
it's the oldest story in the book.
Righto. Hey, just a little bit of news. West Coast has confirmed Jared Wellingham and Josh Hill have been delisted, along with Tom Lamb, Tom Gorter, and Jordan, is that Snedden? I think it is. Jordan Snedden as well. Righto. Jared Wellingham.
A lot of people thought the three tenors should have got a mention.
Yeah, probably right.
Overrated.
Especially the guy who doesn't look at the audience. Your favourite.
Andre Bocelli.
Yeah, that's your favourite.
The Run Home with Ox and Marco. 3 till 7 weekdays on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.